USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, concerns continue over the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, with health experts working to learn more about the new variant. Speaking on ABC's This Week, NIAID Director Dr. Anthony Fauci stresses the importance of COVID-19 boosters for those who have already been vaccinated.
But for now, if you want to be optimally protected, absolutely get a booster if you've already had your primary vaccination.
Tens of thousands of people across six states are spending another day without power after a string of deadly tornadoes ripped through the nation's heartland on Friday. The twisters cutting a path through Arkansas, Kentucky, Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi. At least 80 people are confirmed dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
One of former President Trump's most loyal supporters in Congress is blasting Republicans for discounting his influence in the party.
Donald Trump is the most consequential Republican in the entire Republican Party, maybe in the history of the party since Ronald Reagan.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says if any Republican wants to be the leader of the House or Senate, they need to have a working relationship with Donald Trump to be effective. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is hinting at his intention to run for governor.
Elections are a chance to tell people your vision and what you've done. My vision is that we've got to change a lot of things in this state, including helping families. Working families are struggling in the state of New York. They need a lot more help.
De Blasio didn't seem fazed when confronted by his low approval ratings on a recent poll against current Governor Kathy Hochul. The mayor saying he's been the underdog many times. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as deadly tornadoes and storms recently impacted many states across the central and southern United States, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell explains what the biggest needs are in the aftermath of the devastating storms.
We want to focus the next day on life-saving. We really want to make sure that we find anybody who still might be trapped in the rubble across all of these states. But then it's going to be a long recovery, and we really need to focus on how we're going to help these communities with their immediate needs, their immediate sheltering needs, and then the long-term housing needs that are going to really be needed to help these communities and these families rebuild.
Democrats still believe they will be able to pass President Biden's Build Back Better bill before Christmas. This as Senate Republican John Barrasso expresses his disapproval with the president's spending bill on Fox Business.
The president is wrong on all of these things. Remember, he started the year by saying America is back, and he's been backpedaling ever since. You know, you look at these new inflation numbers, and our economy is on its back. You look at what's happened after the disaster of Afghanistan, and our back is against the wall in international areas, and now he is pushing this so-called Build Back Better bill. I mean, to me, I look at this, this will break the back of the American people with taxes, with spending.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.